Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host, Pierre Wolf. Heard live for 2 hours every week. You're always invited to join the conversation. Call Pierre live at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. And now, here's your host, Pierre Wolf.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battle.
Turn it up a little bit.
This deems to be the perfect introduction of Ron Kreider, former Marine, also known as Mr. Five Star. He and his lovely wife, Dr. Molly Schnell, psychiatrist, live in Vero Beach, Florida. Welcome to America's Dining and Travel Guide, Ron.
Thank you, Pierre. As a good Marine would say, semper fi, always faithful.
Wasn't that a great introduction, huh?
That was terrific, Pierre. Leave it to you to come up with a surprise.
I thought I would, and I haven't forgotten. Ron, how you been?
I've been very well, Pierre. Thank you very much for inviting me on your show.
You know, when I sort of nicknamed you Mr. Five Star, and I just looked at the site. It's still there, by the way, Mr. Five Star, right?
Oh, yes, that it is, and it's all because of you, Pierre.
You used to
kid me all the time about going to five-star resorts. You say, oh, there goes Mr. Five Star again, and somehow it stuck.
Now, explain a little bit about yourself. After the Marines, what did you take up?
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was already in the radio business, and soon thereafter I bought a radio station, my first radio station in Fort Lauderdale, which later became Y100, which is sort of a legendary radio station in South Florida. And then over the years, Pierre, I've been on radio all over the place and owned radio stations and managed stations in Denver, Colorado. KNUS was a station that I ran for a while, and that's, of course, where I met you.
Righto, as we say, and was a pleasure. And you have traveled quite extensively, haven't you?
Well, yes, Pierre, I sure have. Mainly earlier on because of you, with all the trips that we took together, which were really terrific.
Can you remember some of them?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Pierre. We did Switzerland. We did Ireland, the Bahamas. We did a lot of fun things. Jordan, of course, was the coup de grace. Going to Jordan for those 10 days was just one of the best trips I think I've ever been on, to Petra and all of those places.
Yeah, lots of biblical sites. And, of course, the city of Amman, the capital itself. And there were... I believe there was a Roman amphitheater there. Isn't that true?
There was, right in Amman, Jordan. And then,
right,
as you will recall, we went to Jezera, which was north of Amman.
Right, and very important site.
Yeah, and there we saw some Roman gladiators fighting, or at least put on a show for us. It was a marvelous trip. And, you know, remember Wendy Brotham, the gal who had the restaurant in Petra? And she said something I have never forgotten it because it made a lot of sense. She said, traveling to Jordan is not where Americans should go if it's their first trip out of the country, because they probably should go to Paris or London or some of the places they've heard about. But it definitely should be on everybody's top 10 list. I certainly agree. I'd put it on my top 5 list if I had never traveled before.
You and your lovely wife, namely Dr. Molly Schnell, the psychiatrist, very busy, took a trip recently, didn't you?
We did. We took a cruise. Molly had never been on a cruise before, and we did an Oceania cruise. And once again, thanks to you and the cruise that you and I took from Miami to Barcelona, we did one from Barcelona to Rome, and, of course, stopping off at Monte Carlo. But I want to tell you, Pierre, of all the places that we traveled, probably the most picturesque of all was Portofino. I'm sure you've been there many times.
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely spot. And you can't get in there into Portofino. There's an island that prevents the cruise ship from docking, right?
That's correct. So they have to take you in on a tender.
On a tender, right.
Right. But when you arrive at Portofino, it's everything a postcard you would expect in a picture postcard scene. It's just the most magnificent little spot in the world. And then up on the hill, as you walk up to the top of the hill, there's a fabulous 5-star hotel up there. Of course, it would have to be a 5-star, right, Pierre?
Oh, God, Mr. 5-star.
And that's Splendido. And Splendido is just a magnificent hotel. We had lunch up there and overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. Very magical, that whole area along that coast, along the northern coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Monte Carlo, of course, my wife really liked Monte Carlo. She just wanted to move there.
Yeah, she wanted one of the yachts of maybe $1 trillion apiece that's sitting there idly waiting for someone to either use them or sell them, right? You saw a lot of yachts.
Absolutely, Pierre. One of the things that I want to mention about the Oceania cruise, which was very nice, we were on the Marina, which is one of the two new ships. The Marina and the Riviera are the two newer ships that they have. And then, as you know, they have three smaller ships. This ship, we were in a stateroom, Pierre, that was 1,000 square feet. I mean,
could
believe that. It was pretty amazing. And they have a number of those staterooms. And that's not the most expensive. Their Vista Suite is more expensive. And, of course, the owner's suite is more expensive. But the ones we were in were called Oceania Suites. And there's probably about a dozen of those that are 1,000 square feet. You have a screening room, like a little theater, a living room, a dining room, a veranda outside with a hot tub and a television set there, plus a giant bedroom, a walk-in closet, and two bathrooms. I mean, it was just magnificent. And your own butler 24 hours a day.
The fare, I meant to say, that is...
it comes with a price. There's no question about that.
Yeah, it comes with a price, you know, for that kind of luxury that you enjoyed.
But it was not... You know, there are other ships out there that are far more expensive than Oceania Cruise Lines. And
really?
You're talking about
the Seabourn,
Regent,
and Crystal, and on and on.
Well, you've been on all of those, and you know what they're like. I've never been on them, but I know they're a lot more expensive. So I think that Oceania, that's my opinion now, Oceania is about the best value out there if you want to be pretty much 5-star, and this is definitely 5-star. And then, of course, our friend Jacques Poupin was there, and, of course, he said to say hello to you as well.
Thank you. He is, retired, but he oversees all the food and menu creations on Oceania cruises.
He does, and they've created a special restaurant on these two larger ships called Jacques. And so there's a special French restaurant it's the only restaurant with his namesake anywhere in the world, and they're aboard those two ships.
Yeah, very enjoyable and high-class food. And I met Jacques in Vail for the Food and Wine Festival, which is yearly. And have you ever attended one of those, Ron?
Oh, well, as you know, Pierre, we used to do the Aspen Food and Wine Festival every year.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Right, and I have pictures of you and I there with Jacques and his daughter, and you,
Claudine,
everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, Emeril Lagasse and all the great chefs of the United States always show up at the Aspen Food and Wine Festival. I've not been there for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's true, and we haven't either. Kind of run out of steam. We're doing other things now. We're planning a trip to take all 11 of us. That's the entire family with kids and grandchildren. And we're going to fly ahead of time of a cruise to Quebec, the beautiful French city in Canada. And then we're going to go on I think it's the Veendam, Holland, America, all the way to Boston, and taking in Bar Harbor and Halifax, Prince Edward Island, and so forth. That's coming up in June. Now, Ron Kreider, we also want to talk about a little bit about food. And you certainly have mentioned enough of it to me, so stay with me. Don't go away. And we'll talk about food with Ron Kreider, Mr. Five Star, right here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Give us a call, will you? 866-606-8255.
In 1925, Broadmoor Hotels founder Spencer Penrose built a honeymoon lodge high atop Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado. Today, you'll find the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort as one of our nation's most highly rated resorts. Five diamond and five stars, outstanding cuisine, a magnificent new infinity pool, world-class golf and tennis, and a state-of-the-art spa. Visit the Broadmoor with its breathtaking mountain environment in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Avail yourself of family packages and summer specials at the Grand Dame of the Rockies, the Broadmoor Hotel. Enjoy Rocky Mountain grandeur at the Broadmoor Hotel. For more information, call 1-800-634-7711. That's 1-800-634-7711. For those of you who've never visited Colorado or Colorado Springs, visit the internet at www.broadmoor.com.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through February 28th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Geico.
All in honor of the former Marine, Mr. Ron Kreider, live from Vero Beach, Florida. All in your honors. Are you standing at attention and saluting, Ron?
Oh, we definitely are, and everybody's marching around the house here, Pierre.
I thought that was very appropriate. We don't want to overdo it. Now,
by the way, Pierre, I want to say one thing to you and to your audience. I don't know if they're aware of this, and you're going to correct me, I'm sure, but you've been on Business Talk Radio for at least 25 years, and if I'm not mistaken, you are the longest-running show on Business Talk Radio. Is that correct?
You are absolutely correct. We are now in the 26th year of America's Dining and Travel. We're in it, and not concluded. I joined them in 1988 in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where Business Talk Radio was born. And
that's pretty amazing, Pierre. It's amazing that anybody stays any place for 25 years, 26 years and counting.
You know, we have succeeded of being accepted by various new management companies that run and still do run Business Talk Radio Network, so I'm pretty proud. But we enjoyed good times, and we also ate out a lot. And what's interesting, you brought up to me Ted's Montana Grill. How did this come up? Did you dine there or eat there recently?
Well, I did. First, I want to put the disclaimer in here that I'm not very big on Ted Turner's politics, but I really do like his restaurants. Ted's Montana Grill, there are a lot of them around the United States. There are 44 of them, to be exact. Most of them are in the east of the Mississippi River. There are quite a few in the Colorado area. There's one up in Montana, and then all the rest of them are east of the Mississippi. They specialize in bison. Now, I'm very familiar with bison, I'm sure,
course.
Pierre.
When you go up I-70, just a short drive, maybe 25-30 minutes going towards Vail or wherever you're headed, you can actually view the bisons that are grazing. Now, they are not for sale. They're there for the enjoyment of those who are passing by. Ted Turner, he raises them for eating purposes, right? To supply.
He does. They're very lean. They don't have a lot of fat on them, and yet they have a tremendous amount of flavor. Quite frankly, most times I prefer bison over beef. They're plentiful. He has a huge herds of them. He's one of the largest landholders, if not the largest landholder in the United States, and he raises these all over the world, not just in the United States. But he also has beef on his menu as well. But the restaurants are very well run. They're clean. They're beautiful. They're well appointed. They have dining rooms. They have booths. They have a nice bar. Everything they make, and I'm sure you would agree if you go there, Pierre, you'll be surprised. Even the salads are extra special salads. And I say extra special because you can tell that there's a lot of care that goes into the way they're put together. The price point isn't that expensive. It's a teeny bit pricey, but it's nothing like Ruth's Chris or the Double Eagle Steakhouse. And yet it's the food is terrific. It's flavorful. The service is good, and I've been to probably a half a dozen of these Ted's Montana Grills places, and I have never had a bad meal. Everything has been exceptional.
Amazing, amazing that is. Now, you travel to Las Vegas at times?
I do. I was in Las Vegas about 3 weeks ago, and I decided I had to splurge and take myself to a restaurant that I had heard about.
By the way, what's the website where people can find Mr. Five Star?
It's just MrFiveStar, MrFiveStar.com. And that's you can see what I'm doing there. So we went to Las Vegas, and actually I was there on business, but I went over to the Wynn Hotel, and in the Wynn Hotel for 5 years they've had a restaurant called Restaurant Sinatra, and it's in tribute to Frank Sinatra. Everywhere you look, there's Frank Sinatra memorabilia. It's obviously quite Italian, although they do have some other items on the menu. Sometimes they have pheasant and duck and a few things like that, but majority of the food is Italian. It's very expensive, as you would expect. It's a fine dining room, tablecloths, very, very fancy waiters and so forth. But it's fun and expensive. But the food was delicious. I was surprised. I was afraid it was going to be kind of like a tourist trap, but that it was not. It was excellent, really good. So if you're into nostalgia, you're into Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack and all that sort of thing, and you happen to be in Vegas, I would recommend going to the Wynn Hotel and go to the Restaurant Sinatra. And you need a reservation. They only serve dinner.
Now, on the local side of things in Vero Beach and surrounding area, where does Dr. Molly Snell and Ron Kreider go out to dinner or lunch and enjoy?
The very best restaurant in town is known as the Tides, and a very good friend of ours, a young lady who is the chef there, is a graduate of CIA, and she's had the restaurants since 2001, and it's undisputably the best restaurant in town. It's very Americanized cuisine. It's not, you know, fancy French or anything like that, but it's consistently good. That's the best restaurant in town. The second best restaurant in town would be my wife. wife thinks it's a tourist trap, but it's not. The food is terrific. It's called the Ocean Grill, and it's right on the beach. You sit in there, and you're looking straight out at the Atlantic Ocean in an old building. And it's an interesting story about that building. They have a lot of memorabilia all over the building. The building has been there since the early 40s, and a gentleman who used to own it would take people on tours of the restaurant, and he would point out that when he was in Africa, he got this artifacts and got that one and so forth. Well, one lady stayed for two tours, and on the second tour, everything was different. Well, when I was in China, I got this, and when I was in Africa, I got that. And she says, his name is Mr. Sexton, Ralph Sexton. Uh-huh. Mr. Sexton, why is everything different on the second tour? And he says, Madame, I would rather be a liar than a bore.
That's an excellent story.
So, good restaurant, great wine list, and just a fabulous view of the Atlantic Ocean.
That makes it. What are future trips being planned between you and Dr. Molly Snell, your lovely wife?
Well, Molly the Shrink, who would normally tell people not to do what she wants to go back and do that same cruise over again. Now, her advice to her patients is always never try to repeat the same event again because it will never be as good.
Well, I would go along with that because she needs to know that, there are other things. We want to say it was a great comeback with Mr. Ron Kreider being on America's Dining and Travel Guide, and we'll do it again, you know that, right?
Pierre, it's all my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Thank you all. Don't go away. Listen to this.